that was at the smokehouse, and see this right here in front of his pickets. I had Roadbush there. Roadbush, and where you see the old limb was the most, that was those pecan trees, which was on this side. Mm-hmm. And on the back there, where you see them green bushes, that was the swamp side, you know, the bay side. Now, Mr. Thomas, he was born on this side of that branch. It's Porter's son. Told the Porter Porter, he know it. He knows all about it. And I said, Lord. He said, yeah, you know, our uncle's, he had a daughter worked up in the store. And she asked me one day up there at the stamp office about the place. I said, well, you know, since my husband died, we could have done something with it. I said, well, now, you know, it's gone to church, and I have nothing to do with it, and I wouldn't worry myself in the grave. Nothing like that now of trying to bother along with it. Because, you know, it's all. So he said, well, I can understand. And I said, well, I keep those pigeon things. He said, Mother, one day maybe you'll get your... but it was the devil the one burned it down. People just feel devilish. And that's since I've been here. Well, last year. Mm-hmm. And they didn't report it. And somebody went right down there, and one man, he called it too. He come right along up there and told me, of course, Mr. He stopped. He said, Jessamy, he said, have you got the news? I said, Mr. Johnny, I said, I reckon I got some, but I didn't know how to. It got by me so bad, I didn't know how to believe it. Mm-hmm. And I said, I was going to work to try to have it maybe a kitchen built and fixed up like that. All it needed, you know, because you cannot buy that lumber now without you pay some money. But I doubt you could get it. That's his old building. And some of that lumber, that the rafters up overhead. Now, it was three with the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the porch. All it needed was a kitchen just built out. Top, ceiling. And porch and kitchen, that's all it needed. But when I know them things was in the ashes, they ain't bother nobody. But Mr. A set up in the welfare office. He said, well, that seems strange, they wouldn't report it. So that seemed mighty funny. And someone went right down there when it was smoking and told me so. Mm-hmm. And they still didn't come back and report it to nobody. One man up there, I mean, he stayed right across there. He'd be down there in that gym. He told me, he said, well, this burnt down, and we were down there when the smoke was still smoking. Done on a Friday evening or Friday night. Friday evening, I think, or Fat Joan and them sent word about it, because a bunch of them were down there baiting then. Mm-hmm. And come out. But they didn't send no word to me about it. So once and ever, the A.D.L. Jackson from St. Joe come up and got me to take me to the doctor as usual. I said, I'm going by there to see. And Mr. Johnny, which I know he's telling the truth, he said, he said, it burnt the house down. Skip over. Not no fire got out no wood. Skipped over and burnt the barn down. And I had got Mr. that this last gone May is 2 years ago. They built a house, a decent outside restroom. I could lock it up and sit up there. They wasn't burning. First they got a tie. Car tie and sit up in there when we went down to see. Sit up in there on the seat. And they tried to burn. I said, well, the Lord wouldn't let them burn that. Donnie Martin from down there on the side of the church, there, he come out. He said, since that time, he went back there and burned it up anyway. I paid him a $10 bill to bid it.